The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Listen. This is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it. And put a jingle in your pocket.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Call on the line tonight. He was on my morning show this morning and was supposed to be there for tonight, and he's not there at the number, so we're going to continue on because this is critical. I don't want to wait till tomorrow to share with you that we need some help for Yuri Call, who's in prison and in a very bad medical condition, and they're not helping him at this time. They're not helping his serious medical condition, so let me back up just a minute here and tell the listeners out there, because 1983 was a long time ago, February 13, 1983, and that was the year in which a federal judge there in, where was it? It was North Dakota. I'm trying to think of the little town, not Minot. North Dakota, Medina, North Dakota, and two U.S. Marshals who were all Masonic Lodge members, and this may have had something to do with it, without a doubt, we believe. Our police investigation on this, which we've spent many years on, have found out that Gordon Call and his son Yuri had speaking out to the farmers. Gordon Call was a military hero, but he was also a farmer, and he's a Christian man, and he found out about the international crime families running our government and the secret society. societies being a part of controlling our government and taking us into this world order, this Antichrist world order. And he decided, like very few Americans had decided at that time in 1983 and before even, that he would stand up and speak out to his fellow farmers and tell them of the government's plan that was working very, very well in 1983 to take the family farms, to take the farmers off the family farms and sell them over to these big conglomerates to control the food, to control the American people. The internationalists own these big mega farms and these big syndicates that are buying up the family farms in America so they can control the food. It was Henry Kissinger, called the Boer. His secret Soviet agent name was Boer. Henry Kissinger said, to control nations, you control oil. But to control, and that's what's going on in the Middle East right now. And to control nations, you control oil, but to control people, you must control food. So back in 1983 in North Dakota, the government had a plan of controlling the price of wheat, the price of what you would grow, and the price of grain. And if you had a horse farm or a ranch where you had cattle, the government would control the price of the feed that you feed the cattle and then what you could sell the beef for. And they would run the family farms right out of business. And so Gordon Call was a farmer that decided that as a Christian, God told him to occupy until his return and to be a watchman on the wall and so forth. And he took it serious and he stood up and started speaking out. And he found out in North Dakota that many of these traitors to the country and despots in power were Masonic Lodge members. So he and his son, Yuri, who was about 22 years old at that time, 22, began to hold meetings and bring the family farmers in and tell them about the conspiracy to divest the American people of their farms. And so the Masonic Lodge bosses in the state was this judge and these two U.S. Marshals, Kenneth Muir and William Cheshire, and they were lodge buddies. And they decided to go get Call and silence him forever. And this is coming to you from a retired police officer who has worked on this investigation, this criminal capital murder investigation for many, many years. So I know what I'm talking about. We have the evidence to prove these things. And so they set upon one Sunday day to go out and shoot Gordon Call, kill him, and as many family members, I guess, as they could. So they got together a team of two U.S. Marshals, Kenneth Muir and William Cheshire, and tried to get U.S. Marshal Bud Warren to go with them. And he says, no, I know what you're up to, and I'm telling you not to do it, and I'm not going. But they went anyway, and they took four of my fellow police officers with them from the area there. Luckily, the town chief of police said he wouldn't go either because he knew they were going to have a shootout with the Call family as they were coming home from a meeting that they had had Sunday afternoon at a town medical facility, a little town medical clinic. The doctor there was a good Christian patriot. They were having a Christian patriot meeting that day. And so they set up a roadblock in Medina, North Dakota. The government did, U.S. Marshal Muir and Cheshire, and waited for the family to come down the road, and they had two other officers move in behind them with cars and block them. And so then they stopped the vehicle, and Gordon Call knew what they were going to do because he had been threatened by Kenneth Muir and William Cheshire before, and he had his Mini 14 rifle with him. And by the way, Gordon Call, World War II military veteran, was a crack shot with his Mini 14. He could shoot a rabbit on the run. He could shoot a bird on the fly with his Mini 14 or a 22. I mean, he was an absolute crack shot. And he was a 63-year-old farmer. And, of course, William Cheshire and Kenneth Muir thought this would be just a cakewalk. But when they did stop the two cars, there was a family the Call family in one car, and then another car of friends coming back home the same road from this Christian patron meeting they had. And, well, the U.S. Marshals got out and started yelling obscenities to the Call family, who was a Christian family, and started saying the most horrendous obscenities they could think, telling them they were going to kill you, you MF, and this and that, and yelling, screaming at the top of their lungs to try to get Gordon Call and Yori to start shooting at them so they could take them out. And Gordon Call refused to do it. Yori Call refused to do it. But Yori Call ran over behind a telephone pole to try to take cover because Gordon and Yori and the family thought there would be a shootout because the U.S. Marshal seemed to be absolutely insane. And so they kept yelling obscenities, and all of a sudden a couple shots rang out, and Yori Call was shot twice, once in the stomach with a shotgun and once in the chest with I believe it was a revolver that shot him in the chest. And he screamed to his dad, "Dad, I'm hit." And he fell down, and at that time, Gordon Call opened fire and killed U.S. Marshal Muir, killed William Cheshire, injured three other of the four officers there on the scene, and that was the end of the firefight. The other officer took off running down the road. And so Gordon Call had a son laying there very seriously wounded, and so he picked up all the guns from the living officers, one still alive, put him in the trunk of his car, and then went and got his son and his wife and family and drove off back to the medical clinic to get treatment for his mortally wounded son. And Yori Call surprisingly survived, and Gordon Call took off for places unknown at that time because he knew that they'd be coming after him for killing the two U.S. Marshals. So what Bud Warren told us was that they had set up this scenario to kill the Call family, especially Gordon Call, and they lost. They lost the shootout. Well, there was the judge waiting for Yori Call and a good friend of his, Scott Fall, that had been at the shootout scene. And the judge, working with the prosecutor, railroaded the young 21-year-old Gordon Call's son, Yori, into prison for two life sentences, and Scott Fall for two life sentences, and neither one of them had killed U.S. Marshal Muir or Cheshire. It was Gordon Call. And Gordon Call wrote a letter while he was fleeing across the country and said, "I did it. This is why I did it," and explained everything that happened. Well, I'll tell you, folks, I was a police officer in Phoenix, Arizona at the time, and I didn't like what I heard at my department. We had heard that this was a very evil man, this Gordon Call. I had no idea who he was, but he had killed two U.S. Marshals and shot three other officers and escaped. And for a 63-year-old farmer, that was quite surprising to us. They called him all kinds of nasty names, cop killer, posse comitatus member, tax protester, all the buzzwords used to defame a Christian patriot today. But I didn't know too much back in 1983. So I was just beginning to learn about the freedom movement at that time. And so I thought we were looking for a cop killer, an evil, evil man. Well, I certainly hoped that this man was a low-down scoundrel that they said he was. But we found out after we began to look into this case, because I was an academy instructor, a police officer academy instructor, and for the sixth largest city in the United States, Phoenix, Arizona, in the Regional Police Academy, and it was our duty to look into officers' deaths around the country and ascertain how they died and why they died so we could train new recruits in the errors of these dead officers' ways. And so we began to investigate, and guess what we found out? I'll be back in just a few minutes, and we'll continue.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Began to
to look into, as a police academy instructor, this investigation of the deaths of our two brother officers, the two U.S. Marshals, and the injury of three other of our officers by a 63-year-old farmer. Nothing seemed to make sense, because if you can imagine, those of you that have not been in the military and not been in law enforcement, there are rules of engagement. There are rules you don't break. And there are rules when you're going out to serve a warrant on somebody that you believe may be violent. And that's what we were told that Gordon Call was going to be. He's going to be violent, which he wouldn't have been had they not shot his son and almost killed Yori. But anyway, there are rules when you go out to serve an arrest warrant on somebody that is could possibly get violent. And we found in our investigation that the two U.S. Marshals had violated every one of the rules and tactics that they were trained with. And these are seasoned U.S. Marshals that have been on the force for a long time. And they knew the basics that we teach academy recruits all the time, the basics of how to serve a warrant and survive and not cause a violent confrontation. Well, what we found at looking into this case is the two U.S. Marshals had set up a violent confrontation. They had promoted a violent confrontation because they wanted a violent confrontation. They violated every rule and tactic and procedure that they had learned and used for many, many years so that they could make an arrest without causing a violent confrontation. So we came about very quickly understanding that for some reason these U.S. Marshals wanted to have a shootout. And then when I got a hold of U.S. Marshal Bud Warren up there, he told me about the call he had received Sunday morning saying, "We're going to have a shootout with Gordon, and come on along, we're going to have a lot of fun." And he told him, "No, I'm not going." Well, folks, what happened, sadly, is we had also, as officers, discussed when they found Gordon Call, when they finally found him. He was running an escaped cop shooter, was fleeing across the country, and we knew that when they found him that he wouldn't be taken alive, because the officers were so tense, so mad at the 63-year-old farmer for embarrassing them, for outshooting six other officers there, himself, outshooting six other officers at the scene and killing two of them and injuring three others and making the fourth run off into the bush, that we knew that he would be killed, shot down, and not taken to court. We just knew it in our hearts. Well, it turned out 4 months later in June that indeed the federal government had a snitch come to them and tell them where Gordon Call was hiding down in Lawrence County, Arkansas, the territory of the notorious gangster and his gun mall wife, Bill and Hillary Clinton, who were governors of the state of Arkansas at that time, that he would be shot. And sure enough, we believe U.S. Marshal Jim Hall snuck in behind Gordon Call as he was watching television. He was very hard of hearing. He was sitting in a chair watching television, and he snuck in behind him and put his snubby .38 pistol at the back of his head and blew his brains out right there in the kitchen. And the county sheriff, Gene Matthews, witnessed the execution and believed they had shot the owner of the house by accident. He believed that they had shot Bill Wade, the owner of the house, because the sheriff and U.S. Marshal Jim Hall had never seen Gordon Call. And so when the sheriff looked into the face of the man who was actually Gordon Call, he saw Bill Wade. He probably said something like, "My God, you've killed the owner of the house, not Gordon Call." Well, pandemonium broke out at that time. And I'll continue with this story when we get back from the break, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Prosecutor railroaded Yuri and Scott Paul into prison, and it looks like now, after 24 years of being in prison for something he has not done, they're trying to kill him. And we need some people to contact the prison warden at this time right away and tell him that you want Yuri to get his medications that he desperately needs. He's got some serious health problems, and they're denying him his medications and have done this for weeks now, and his health is deteriorating. So we need eyes and ears of the American people to be on your call and on this warden. And so I'll give out that information in just a few minutes here. Please, folks, get your pencils and papers. You know, it would have been much better if Gordon Call had been the dirty, low-down buzzard the government and the controlled media said he was. After all, he did kill two of our fellow lawmen. Now, as a cop, I surely wanted to hate him. I wanted to find him and see that he was strung up for what he did to our colleagues. But our investigation ended up proving that what the government had said about him was absolutely not true. Gordon Call was every bit as patriotic as many of the fine police and military professionals that we work with all the time. waves, obey government, even evil government, never get involved, never speak up, and just sit and pray for the rapture, Gordon Call would likely still be alive today, and his family's lives and future would not have been destroyed. Well, Yuri Call also wouldn't be in prison if he just done what most Christians do today, and that's just don't get involved and just obey everything a Luciferian government tells you to do. And so, but he didn't. He stood up and did what God told him to do, and that is to stand up and confront evil, confront demonic, despotic leaders, and that's what he did. So he's dead today. They found him down in Lawrence County, Arkansas, and they came up behind him. We believe it's U.S. Marshal Jim Hall, and executed him right there as he's watching television, as we expected. And then Sheriff Gene Matthews saw the execution and started a real panic when he said to the U.S. Marshals, who had never seen Gordon Call, "You killed the wrong man. You killed the owner of the house, Bill Wade. That's him right there on the floor, dead in a pool of blood." Well, Sheriff Gene Matthews never got out of the house without being shot twice by his own fellow officers, and he struggled outside, and we believe shot a third time from up on the hill by a FBI or U.S. Marshal sniper, and took his life because he wouldn't go along with the cover-up. And let's go back to Yuri Call. Yuri and Scott Fall, because Gordon Call was now dead. The evil, evil judge, I can't think of his name right now. It's not important. But anyway, I may think of it here in a little bit. Been a number of years. But the North Dakota federal judge there in Medina had a vengeance against the Call family now that his two Masonic Lodge members, Kenneth Muir and William Cheshire, were now dead, and their program to go out and silence Gordon hadn't worked. And so he took it out on Yuri Call, the young son, the 21-year-old son who had a wife and a child at home, and sent Yuri away, manipulated the evidence, wouldn't let Yuri have witnesses, and wouldn't have Scott Fall have witnesses, wouldn't let them put in evidence that would prove they were innocent. And so he railroaded them, along with the help of the prosecutor, into federal prison for life. So there Yuri sits today, folks, 24 years later, and we're still working to try to get him out of prison. We're still working as police officers and soldiers, not soldiers, even though some of the police officers are soldiers that are working with us, to try to bring to justice these criminals who put U.S. Marshal Bud Warren, or U.S. Marshal Kenneth Muir and Cheshire up to this, and also the U.S. Marshal Jim Hall, FBI agents there on the scene in Arkansas that set about executing Gordon Call and Sheriff Gene Matthews. We're still working to bring them to justice. We spent, myself and Officer Rick Dalton, my chief investigator, took 12 officers from 9 different states down to Arkansas and reinvestigated the death scene, the crime scene there in Lawrence County, the little home back in Lawrence County, Arkansas. And we found out at the crime scene that the government story that Gordon Call had a shootout, a face-to-face shootout with Sheriff Gene Matthews, and they both shot each other face-to-face, was an absolute total lie. We went down there, and we proved that it was a lie, because both these men were shot from the rear. Not very hard to prove. You don't have to be Inspector Clouseau to figure out that when you look at the autopsy report, you see the direction that both these men were shot, that they would have had to be contortionists to shoot each other in the way, and they would have had to probably use mirrors, turning away from each other and shooting over their shoulder backwards, using mirrors to hit each other in a shootout that the government says was a face-to-face shootout. Well, We also gathered a lot of more evidence down there at the crime scene to try to bring to justice these men who had committed these capital crimes against the Call family and other families down there. But we've not been able to get into a grand jury in the county, in the state, because Bill Clinton, of course, was head of the state. Like I say, the gangster from Arkansas and his gunball wife, Hillary. We went to him twice with the evidence to prove that these were executions, and he wouldn't have any part of it. We went to Washington, myself and others. Rick Dalton, Officer Rick Dalton, and I went to Washington and tried to see congressmen and senators, and they closed the door on us. Because at that time, guess who was president? The old gangster, Bill Clinton. And so, and also co-president was Hillary Clinton. And so we've not been able to get this into a court of justice. That's a laugh, because most courts are not courts of justice. They're criminal courts, as the word is, a criminal court. It truly are criminal courts today, with a criminal judge and criminal prosecutor many times holding court. And so, but at the end of, well, let's just say a few months from now, we're going to be taking a deposition of one of the big fish in this case, even though it's 24 years old now. We'll be taking a deposition in this case, God willing, and I hope that you'll pray for us over this, because we haven't quit yet, even though I've been retired since 1986 for injuries in the line of duty. We're still, Officer Rick Dalton and myself and others are pursuing to try to bring to justice these criminals in law enforcement and in the judiciary and in the state houses and so forth. Okay, if you have your pencils and papers, let me tell you what's happening to Brother Yuri Call at this time. Mysteriously, when he got a very fine attorney to take his case pro bono, meaning for free, Barry Bachrach is his name, very fine attorney. Barry Bachrach has taken his case for free and knows that Yuri should not be in prison. Scott Paul should not be in prison. And he's going to work to get them out. And he told me today that he's got some very good evidence that may very well open the key to the prison for Yuri Call. Well, mysteriously, Yuri was transferred all of a sudden from his prison in Leavenworth, Kansas, down to Terre Haute Prison in Indiana, not far from where I was with my bride, going over her cancer situation here just weeks ago. But Terre Haute Prison is a terrible, terrible federal prison. It's where they executed the lone bomber, you might say, for the Oklahoma City Mirror Building, the alleged lone bomber. It's a bad prison, federal prison down there. Well, they transferred him down to there under a warden. And write this down, folks, Warden Beezy, Beezy, and it's spelled B as in Bravo, E, Z as in Zulu, E-Y, B-E-Z-E-Y, because we're asking you to write to Warden Beezy. And he's, what has happened now is Yuri has been transferred, and it's been almost a month and a half now, at least, that they've had him in transit. And they have denied him his medications, very serious medications, for very serious medical conditions that Yuri has developed over the 24 years he's been in prison, very bad prison, like Leavenworth. He's got just a whole list of problems, high blood pressure, swollen prostate, may have prostate cancer, on and on and on. He broke his arm, his shoulder, and they put him, when they transferred him, they put him on a top bunk, and he couldn't negotiate that, and so he's injured his shoulder again a number of times. He's got other health problems that he needs medication for, meds as they call it, and they've denied him those meds, and they've given him other meds that have made him sick unto death. And he's told his warrant, he told him that his medications you give me are not the right ones, and they're But we need all of you folks to send a letter to the warden and put out the word that the eyes and ears of the American people are on your call. And you must be kind and tactful to this warden, because these wardens are pretty tough customers. So I would ask you, do not attack him. Just be nice to the warden and tell him that you're watching and you're listening and you know that Yuri's in trouble with his health and he's not getting his medication, and you want to ask the warden to intervene and do something about this. That's the best way to do this, folks, is to approach with kindness and do not rile up the warden, because people suicide themselves in prison, if you know what I'm talking about. People suicide themselves, and we don't want Yuri Call to be suicided in prison. But anyway, Barry Bacharach, the attorney, thinks he can get him out, and all of a sudden, the Masonic Lodge big bosses in the prisons across America, because most of the Masonic the prisons across America, the judgeships across America, are controlled by the Masonic Lodge. And, of course, Yuri has written, even from prison, he's written information about the Masonic Lodge and how they control the prisons and the judiciary and so forth. He's one of the most studied people in the nation on the Masonic Lodge and the evils of their leadership at the top. Now, we're not saying that the Masonic Lodge members at the bottom in this organization are evil. Most of them are not. Most of them have no idea that it's a Luciferian organization. They're told, as my uncle was told, that it's a Christian organization. So our point isn't to point the finger at the Masonic Lodge right now. The point is, let's save Yuri Call's life, and hopefully soon, attorney Barry Bacharach, who's taken his case for free, will get him out and he can go see his son, who he hasn't been with for 24 years, and his wife. So here is the address. And if you would write the letter today and mail it out in the morning, the time is of the essence, folks. Please write to Warden Beezy, B-E-Z-E-Y, and the address is 4200 Bureau, just like FBI Bureau, you know, Federal Bureau of Investigations. It's 4200 Bureau Road North. 4200 Bureau Road North. And it's Terre Haute, and you spell Terre Haute, T-E-R-R-E. And there's the second word is separated from it. Haute is H-A-U-T-E. Once again, Terre Haute, T-E-R-R-E. Second word, H-A-U-T-E. Indiana, 47801. 47801. I'll go over it once again here. Warden Beezy, B-E-Z-E-Y. Address 4200 Bureau Road North, Terre Haute, T-E-R-R-E-H-A-U-T-E, Indiana, 47083. 47083. This would be such a blessing, folks. A lot of police officers know of these crimes that have been committed against this family. It could have been your family. It could have been my family. We're just speaking out about these international crime families that control our government today. Please do this for you. Do it for your family. Do it for America. And do it for the Gordon Call family. Hopefully one day, we're praying and praying that we will see Yuri Call and Scott fall out of prison after spending so much of their lives, about half their lives, actually, because they were like 21, 22 years of age when they went into prison, and they've been in there 24 years now. We'll see them free one day, and pray also that we police officers will be able to get this information we have, the proof we have, to bring to justice those officers who committed these capital crimes against Gordon Call and Sheriff Gene Matthews and put them in prison for the rest of their lives. Okay. Now, I'm going to open the phone lines up. If you'd like to call in, please do. Call in and a lot of people have died over it. We don't want to see Barry Bacharach have an auto accident either. So say a little prayer for Barry Bacharach. And call in tonight if you'd like to at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after the break here.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833. 988-6833.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeah!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Yuri's name, the correct spelling of his name, and his prison number. It would be good to put that in your letter. Yuri is Y-O-R-I-E. His name then is Von, V-O-N, I believe. Von is the German name. Yuri Von Kahl. And those are three separate names. Yuri Von Kahl, last name spelled K-A-H-L. And he has a website, YuriVonKahl.com, YuriVonKahl.com, if you'd like to get a copy of the book he wrote from his prison cell explaining all these things of what has happened, what happened at the scene and so forth. But let's run right now to our dear brother Sam, or I'm sorry, not Sam, it's Joe in Massachusetts. Joe, welcome to the program. We only have a couple minutes left.
Jeff? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Jeff. Go right ahead.
It's Joe. Joe from Boston. I'm glad you're on the show tonight. I called you this morning, and I'm going to do what I can
to
get you on the other shows. Can you have that Marshall on who...
U.S. Marshal Bud Warren passed away a few years ago.
Oh, he was an honest... It always happens. The good guys go...
Yeah.
Yeah, what about this book? Is it in PDF form? Maybe I can read it, because I...
You know, Joe, I don't know. It's at www.yorivoncall.com is where the book is, and I don't know what forms it's in. I just don't know.
Well,
I do know it's a nice book that he wrote on the prison floor, and very, very thorough, but I don't know if it's in any other form.
We have to get you on Alex and Coast to Coast and others, but I'm going to say a prayer, and I'm going to... Maybe I could send a postcard to the warden, because I can't write. People help me. But I did send the other network a donation, and I try to help all these. This network, too. I try and help this network as best I can, too.
You're a great guy there, Joe. Thank you so much for that, brother.
All right, my friend. God bless.
Right.
I'll keep listening. I'm glad
Lord
you're on.
You. Okay, great. Thank you. I don't know what happened to Jeff in Massachusetts. Brother Jeff, are you there?
Oh.
Hi, Jeff.
Yes.
Okay, you're on, brother. I thought I lost you.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Now, as far as this case is concerned, what I would do if I was those marshals is I would not go to that house, knowing that this is unconstitutional. Now, with that said, this is kind of a repeat of what I said before. When our marshals refuse to do these horrendous jobs, foreign troops will do it, and that is where the car is going. What's going to happen when the day that foreign troops do the jobs that the police and the marshals do? Will there be a court for people to even go to, or will people just be shot on the spot, buried in an unmarked grave?
Hard to say, Jeff. This is what a lot is going on over in the Middle East right now. We're hearing from the soldiers, so we will be under military rule, and if you get to a military court, you'll be lucky here in the USA when that takes place.
Yeah, because that's very interesting. What if I say something that's not politically kosher in the future? Would I be shot and buried in an unmarked grave and my name wouldn't even be known?
Hard to say, brother. Anything's possible.
Yes, and that is the scariest thought of this whole thing. And on that note, have a good night. And
okay, Jeff.
Talk to you later.
Thank you, brother. Take care. Rita, if you would, dear, I'd love to hear what you have to say. I'm going to have open phones tomorrow night. We're totally out of time. Please call back and let us know what your thoughts are. Folks, that's it for tonight. Don't forget, please write now. Don't forget. Don't put it off. This is a life and death situation. We truly want to help this family. Joan Call, the mama, has been in tears for 24 years over what happened to her family. We want to wipe away those tears one day. God bless all of you out there. And don't forget, this old cop truly, truly does love you, America. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.